It's been requested to do the fundamentals, what we need to know as Christians, amen, in this last day in which we live. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, the Bible says this, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Amen. Peter says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your heart." Now, that's to set aside God, to set aside godliness, to look for godliness, to desire godliness. Where do you find godliness at? We find it in the Word of God. So the first fundamental thing that we want to look at is the Word of God. What we need to know is the Word of God, and that it is real. Amen? The Bible is 66 books. 66 books, and it's 39 in the Old Testament. And how many in the New Testament? 27. Amen. 39 books in the Old Testament, and there's 27 in the New Testament. The Old Testament originally written in Hebrew. Amen. Amen. And the New Testament originally written in Greek. Koine Greek, which is actually the language of the people. Amen. So God could speak to people through the language. It was pretty much universal in that time. About everybody around Jerusalem, all of Judea, knew Koine Greek. Amen. The Bible's source book of the Christian's faith. That's what it is. The Bible is the source book of the Christian's faith. Amen. We don't have anything else that'll help us like the Bible does. We can get insurance policies. We can get things that'll help us and insure us in things along this way in life. But there's nothing that'll give us assurance and peace and hope like the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God is true. It's stable. It's something that'll always be there all the way to the end of this way. Amen. And we'll finish in the way of the Lord. Bless His holy name. To discard the Bible, the Christian would be like a ship without rudder or compass. Amen? Now you get that? To discard the Bible would be like a ship without a rudder or a compass. Now a ship that had a rudder, if a ship doesn't have a rudder, it can't steer. Right? But if a ship has a rudder, it can steer. But if it don't have a compass, it don't know which way to go. Amen. The rudder wouldn't be no good without a compass. The compass wouldn't be no good without the rudder. Amen? And the Bible, if we discard the Bible, amen, we can do no good in this world because we don't have the means to progress in the way that God would have us to go. We won't be able to steer ourselves the way God wants us to go. We won't be able to realize the way that we do need to go. But the Bible teaches that Jesus is the way. So if we seek Him and we follow the Lord, praise God, He'll lead us in the right way because He is that right way. But if we forsake Him and discard Him, and if we discard the Word of God, then we're discarding the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And when you discard the Lord Jesus Christ, try to make it on your own, you make a mess. Amen? You end up like that ship without a rudder and without a compass. You end up just floating and bobbing on a great big sea with no way to have any direction. The direction we choose for ourselves would be like that ship on the sea. It'd just be floating along, amen, with nobody to help us get from point A to point B. And when you do that, you're just chancing on luck to get you where you want to go or where you think you need to go. But I'm glad that we serve a God tonight that knows where we are. And He knows exactly where we need to be. And He'll help us to get there. And we get there through the Word of God. Amen? Go on, number two. The Bible is a source of authority in religion. Amen? The Bible is the source of authority in religion or for religion. Amen? Without the Word of God, a religion is a dead religion. There's a lot of religious people in the world without the Word of God and the God of the Word. It's just dead. But I'm glad we're not serving a dead God. I'm glad that we're not serving a dead religion. Amen. We have a living hope in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now, there's something that it isn't. Authority and religion. It's not tradition and scriptures. Amen. Your blank there is tradition. It's not tradition and scriptures. Look at Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 1. You know, the Pharisees was bad getting caught up in their traditions. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress," now watch this, "the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." Now they didn't say, why do they transgress the traditions of God? They didn't say, why do they transgress the commandments of God? But they said, why do they transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandments of God by your tradition? Amen. He said, for God commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. Amen. And he says, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. He said, that's what they're saying. He said, you know what? You don't have to worry about father and mother. You just do what we tell you to do, and it'll be all right. That's not what God said. So many times we want to defer from what God says and listen to what man says. I'll take God any day. Amen? He said, thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Your traditions have, I've told you before, they had so many traditions. One of their traditions said that you can't spit on the ground on the Sabbath day, because that spittle might hit on the ground on a little slope and might begin to roll, and it might make a little fur. The spittle make a little fur on the ground, and you'd be convicted of plowing on the Sabbath. That's how ridiculous the traditions of men can be. But God's commandments are never ridiculous. They're always straightforward, and it's always there for His glory. But He said, you hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but watch this, but their heart is far from me. When we defer from the Word of God, when we get away from this blessed old book, praise God, our hearts ain't near God. Our hearts is so far away from God, it's not funny. That's why we're living in a day where there's no love and compassion no more. That's why we're living in a day when people can't get along no more, because the Word of God is not prevalent in our lives. Amen. Praise God. But if God's Word is real in your lives, it's real in your heart, praise God, it solves a lot of the issues of this world. It gives us the confidence, praise God, that there's somebody besides me that's in charge. Hey, somebody besides you that's in charge. Hey, somebody, praise God, that has a higher power in our lives. I'm glad for that, ain't you? I'm glad there's somebody with some influence. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm glad we got an advocate with the Father, Lord Jesus Christ, sitting at the right hand of the throne of grace. Praise God, to let the Father know what I need. Amen. He knows the feeling of my infirmities, and He makes intercession for me. Praise God. I'm glad I don't count on tradition to do that for me. I'm glad I count on the Word of God to make the difference in my life. Amen. He said, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines, biblical truths, the commandments of men. Amen. So he says, listen, it's not tradition and scriptures, but scriptures alone. Amen. It's the Scripture, the Word of God, the Bible, praise God, that makes a difference in our life. That's a fundamental that we need to know. If there's never been a time, that we need to know that, it's an hour that we live. We cannot forsake the Bible and godliness, praise God, for anything else. Amen. We can't. We got to stay with God. We got to stay with godliness because that's what will make an effect on me and you, and it will help us to affect someone else. As you heard a while ago, we took prayer because every one of us have got people that we know that's lost. I mean, they're on their way to a devil's hell, doomed and damned without any hope, amen, outside the Lord Jesus Christ. And we may be the only Bible they ever read. So we better know the fundamentals. We better know what we need in order to approach them and reach them before it's too late. There'll come a day when it'll be too late. There'll come a day when they'll be screaming in the regions of the damned. There'll be a day when they'll stand before the great white throne judgment and they'll look across at you, they'll look across at me and say, Mama, Daddy, people, why didn't you tell me? Amen. But we're too busy. We're too busy in this old crazy world to tick for tat in order to settle in on Word of God and win souls for Jesus Christ. Amen. We get so caught up and preoccupied with our life that we forget about those that's dying and going to hell lost without God. Amen. They said that's what the Pharisees do. He said they're hypocrites. Amen. He said they're caught up in their traditions. See, they're worried mostly about their pocketbook. Amen. They's worried about what they had, and if they said, if they differentiate any bit, the Romans might come and take that away from them. Praise God, if he would have, they'd have got the real thing. They'd have got to see the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. As fundamental Bible-believing Baptists, and I believe that's what we are, that's what we should be, fundamental Bible-believing Baptists, the fundamentals, the things of God that's real, that's true, things that we can build our lives on. See, what's happened is we've come to a day and an hour that we've moved back away from the fundamentals in our churches, in our homes, in our own lives. And we've allowed so much stuff to come in there and infiltrate our lives. And we've come to the point now that we think that that's okay. Well, you know, we're making out all right, are we? Have you looked around lately at our country, our nation, our communities? They're drug infested, they're full of whoremongers and wickedness everywhere you look. Amen. And you talk to them and everybody's okay. Something's missing. What is it? It's the fundamentals. So as fundamental Bible-believing Baptists, where the Bible speaks, we speak. Amen. Now did you hear what I said? Where the Bible speaks, we speak. We say what thus says the Word of God, right? And where the Bible is silent, we are silent. Hello? You say, what are you talking about, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying, praise God, if God don't have the answer, praise God, we just have to wait on God. But I want to say the Word of God, if we can't point somebody to the Word of God and tell them, say, this is what thus says the Word of God, then you better just be quiet. You know, sometimes it'd be better just to say, you know what, I don't know about that, than to offer up some kind of advice. Amen. Sometimes we offer up advice. All of us are full of advice. Amen. Oh, me. I tell you what, you look on Facebook, praise God, there's all kind of advice out there. There's so many doctors in this world today. I mean, everybody's a doctor in psychology. Well, this is what I'd tell them. Huh? This is what I'd say. Right? Have you heard that? Probably every day. Amen. If you look at that mess, I don't look at it. It's depressing. Amen. But everybody thinks they're a psychologist and they're giving out all these answers and they're all wrong. Amen. The only answer we can give that'll help people is the Word of God. The truth that'll make them free. And when the truth of God's Word makes you free, praise God, you're free indeed. So when freedom comes to the Word of God, you're free to worship and praise God and rejoice in the Lord. And it don't get no better than that. Amen. Now, devil like to kick you in the knee and make you quit. Devil like to get you discouraged. But I want to say, praise God, as long as we stay in the book, it's an encouraging word. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Even those stories over there where he had to wear Israel out, they's encouraging stories because, praise God, God didn't leave them. And God never forsook them. He was always there watching them, praise God, chastising them, waiting for them to repent and come back to him so that he could receive them with open arms. And that's the same God that we serve today. And he tells us about it in the volume of the book. Amen. Number two, not only is the author of authority in religion, but it's inspired. Amen. Revelation is the process by which God reveals himself. Revelation is the process by which God reveals him. Now, we talked about this Sunday morning. Remember? How God wants to reveal himself. But he can't show us who his magnificence all was because Jacob, our mind, would explode. Our finite mind can't take in an infinite God. One who's almighty, who's everything to everybody. Amen. Because the God that's our God, and everything that we need is the same God. It's the God of the fishes and the animals and the earth and the sky and the clouds and the stars. Everything we see. We was coming up Sunday morning, we was coming up 151. And Mia was in her little car seat, and she looked over to the right, and she said, "Grandma, look." Said, "There's the moon." Amen. She says, in her little mind, she said, "What's it doing up there during the day?" Now, in her mind, I guess she figured God just put it up there at night. Amen. Took it down in the day and put the sun up in its place. Amen. That's what I thought for a long time, I'll be honest. Oh, where does it go? Amen. It was there in the sky. But it was there in the sky. Amen. It's there in the sky. And it stays there. God took it and he put it there, praise God. And he took the moon and put it in the sky. And he said, "You stay right here in this specific orbit." And he took the sun, that great big ball of fire, and he put it over here. And he said, "You stay right here. And you just, glory to God." He said, "You just burn and burn and burn and give heat to this little planet Earth down here, praise God, till I tell you to quit." Amen.
Amen.
Now, how does a great big ball of fire just keep burning and burning and burning? And they know, hey, listen, they's not a fuel truck pulled up to it yet. Amen. I mean, have you ever seen a truck pull up the sun and fill it up? No. It's just an almighty God who put it up there, put the moon over here, the sun over here. He said, "You know what, son? When it gets nighttime, I want you just to reflect off of this thing over here, praise God, so that there'll be a little light in the darkness."
Amen.
Amen. Kind of like he did with his dear son. He sent his only begotten son, praise God, to be just a little bit of light in the dark.
Amen.
So that we could see him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The glory of God. Yeah. Hey, something to think about, right? So you thought this was going to be boring and fundamental. Praise God. This is good stuff.
Amen.
The God of heaven, think about it. Every time you see that sun make a rotation. Now see, we think it comes up and it goes down. You know, it rises in the east and sets in the west. I thought for a second I had that backwards. Amen. It rises in the east and sets in the west. Amen. We think of it coming up and going down. But it doesn't. It's just making the earth is just going around in a circle, praise God, and it's just shining all the way around it. Now what about God and his magnificence, amen, taking the earth, putting it out there, amen, and going, phew, spinning it like a top and said, "Praise God, you just keep spinning until I tell you to stop."
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm talking about an almighty God tonight. The author of this book, praise God. If we forsake this book, we've forsaken God.
Amen.
Amen. But as long as God's there to help us, it's in the volume of book, he'll help us all the way.
Amen.
Amen. Just as sure as he set the earth a spinning and the sun in the starry sky, praise God, he'll take care of me and you.
Amen.
The God that I believe in is big enough to do that. He's big enough to take care of little old me. And he's big enough to take care of little old you. Listen, he started you on a journey one day. Amen. When you wasn't but a gleam in your parents' eye. God started you on a journey, praise God, and He promised He'd be with you all the way to the end of the way. And when you need Him, praise God, He'd be the way. Amen, praise God. So God begins to reveal Himself. Amen, that's revelation. Amen, but number one is illumination. Spiritual understanding imparted by God's Holy Spirit to enable man to receive the truth revealed. Receive means to grasp, to get a hold of, to understand how great God is. Amen. That's what illumination is. It's that light. It's just like the sun when it comes up in the morning. Praise God, it lightens everything up. It warms it. Boy, God, I'll tell you what, this is the last couple of days have been a blessing. Glory be God. I about shouted yesterday. Said, glory be to God. It started warming up. Got up above freezing. Got up in the 50s day. Praise God. Went out there to feed the old George's old horse this morning. Praise God, she was standing there in that sun, boy, standing there with her eyes shut. Just giving God the glory. You say, how do you know it? Because, praise God, her ears were stuck up. Boy, she looked like she was at attention. She looked, praise God, as she was enjoying what He had. Amen. And I was too. I said, glory to God, girl, I'm right here with you. Amen. Hey, God didn't have to bust about that much ice out of her water bucket and scoop it out with my hand, go in with a frozen paw. Amen. Because God is good. He turned it around, man. He warmed it up, praise God, so that we can enjoy it. Amen. Talking about the power God has to grasp and receive the truth, what He's done for us. Amen. In John chapter 14, in John chapter 14, in verse 14, the Bible says this. He said, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter that you may be able, that you may abide, He may abide with you forever. Amen? That's what He promised us. But look at verse 25. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. So the Word of God is illuminating. It's a light that shines and shows us the mind of God. Now, I told you Sunday, it illuminates, it shows us the mind of Christ. Amen. He said, I have many things to say unto you, but you can't bear them now. But praise God, He said, one day you can. One day I'll let the Holy Spirit pour it out a little at a time where you'll understand the goodness of God. Praise God. One of the fundamentals that we need to realize is God wants us to understand who He is. God wants us to be our God. Amen. Let me just say, God wants to be your God tonight. He wants you to love Him, praise God, like He loves you. So we see the illumination, the spirit of understanding, amen, imparted by God's Holy Spirit to enable man to grasp, receive, get a hold of the truth that's revealed. Amen. God reveals Himself. And then there's inspiration. Inspiration. That's breathing into by the Holy Spirit. To the human messenger, divinely guided in recording and delivering God's message. Amen. It's breathing to those that are divinely guided in recording and delivering God's message. In Jeremiah chapter 1, Jeremiah chapter 1, in verse 9, the Bible says this. He said, then the Lord put forth His hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Amen. What was Jeremiah speaking? The words of God. God said, I'll touch your mouth and I'll put those words in your mouth. Amen. In Ezekiel chapter 1, Ezekiel chapter 1. Well, let's just go back to verse 1. He said, now it came to pass in the 13th year in the 4th month, in the 15th day of the month, that's pretty down to the minute, isn't it? As I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were open, I saw visions of God. In the 5th day of the month, which was the 5th year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest. Now get that. The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. Amen? So the word of God came expressly, amen, to the divine message from God came to the man of God and spoke to his heart in Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1 verse 11. Paul says this to the Galatians. He said, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which is preached of me is not after man." He said, "I didn't get this." He said, "What calling I got's not an earthly calling." He said, "The calling I have is from God. And the information I have to tell you is from God." He said, "For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." So he saw the Lord on the road to Damascus. And it forever changed Paul, amen, who he was. Saul of Tarsus became Paul on the road to Damascus. Praise God. He said, "For you have heard of my conversation in past times in the Jews' religion, and how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous," now watch this, "of the traditions of my fathers." See what Paul's saying here? He said, "I was called up like the Pharisees. I was called up in the traditions, the things that was handed down, and I got caught up in hand-me-downs." Amen? Listen, I don't want no hand-me-downs, praise God, when I can have the real thing coming from the throne of grace. He said, "But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace," he said, "unmerited favor of God came to where I was at to reveal His Son in me." Now, he didn't say to reveal His Son to me. Amen. He said He came to reveal His Son in me that I might preach Him among the heathen. "Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. And then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother." Amen? Paul says, "What I'm telling you, praise God, it ain't coming from some man." He said, "What I'm telling you is coming from God Almighty." He said, "It's coming from the Lord." And that's that help and hope that we need. He said that's illumination power. It's the spiritual breathing upon of God. Amen. Breathing into by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. But the question is, what about the facts? Your next blank. What about the facts? Do we need to have facts for the Bible to work? What about science? Doesn't science prove the Bible? No way. The Bible proves science. Amen? See, science still can't figure out in the universe, praise God, when all these days are calculated together, that they're still missing a day and a part of a day. They can't figure it out. They don't know where it is. They don't know where it went. But we know where it is. We know that it was God when He turned back time. Amen? So they can take the Word of God and they can prove science. They say, "Right, here's that time that we're missing in the ages." Praise God. So what about the facts? Are they important to inspiration? Amen? Are they important? The inspired Word of God, is facts important? Well, Luke says they are. Look, and we'll show you the answer in Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Now notice the question that we're asking, what about facts? Are they important for inspiration? Luke says in Luke chapter 1, verse 1, he says, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Amen. Now what he says, they've taken hand, they've taken in hand, they've looked at, they've ciphered, they've tried to figure out those things which are most surely believed among us. Even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Amen. So what Luke is saying is, having traced all things accurately from the beginning, amen, from what God says, he said, let me pin it down to you and just give it to you from the beginning. Amen. Let me just tell you exactly how God laid it out and what God expects and what God has given us up to this point. Amen. So he says, let me accurately lay it out for you. Praise God. So is it important for is facts important for inspiration? Sure they are. But the facts that we need are in the Word of God. They're not in men's thinking. Amen. The Word of God is where we need to attain our facts when we're looking at this thing. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 said, for the prophecy came not in an old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. As they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now that word moved means moved by inspiration. Amen. They were inspired. And that word moved there literally means to be picked up and borne along by the Holy Spirit. So what Peter is saying here, said his prophecies old time, but by the will of man, but not by the will of the old time, by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. As they were taken along, they were borne along, they were shown by the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's why I said Sunday morning, don't get discouraged just because you don't know everything you know about the Bible. The most important thing that you need to know is that you're a child of God, that you believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, that you realize you're an old sinner, you've asked Him to forgive you of sin, to save you, come in your heart, and you're walking with Him the best of your ability, and He'll show you what you need. Amen. He'll guide you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. We see examples of this in Exodus chapter 24 and verse 4. And as Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. Amen. Then he goes on and says, and he built an altar. But he says he wrote all, as God would give it to him, Moses pinned her down. Amen. Hey, listen, it'd do us good to pin her down. When we was getting ready to do this, somebody asked us, said, well, Pastor, can you give us some notes or something so that we can have it to refer to back, you know, later on? I said, yeah, sure, we can do that. Amen. Makes it a little bit more difficult, but we can do it. It makes it good. We can all follow along. Amen. We're all on the same page, and we can see it. Amen. It makes a difference because we write it down. See, that's the only way I can remember names. I can have people come in and out all day long, and they give me their name and tell me where to live and everything, and I can't remember it. But if they'll write it down, I see their face and see their name in writing, then I've got it. Amen. That's how when I first come to church here, somebody, the first Sunday I was here, gave me a directory. Hadn't been too long, Miss G, before I come, that you had a directory made. And somebody gave me one. Well, I took it home and I looked through there. I never really tried to learn everybody's name. But I went through there and I flipped through and I looked at the picture and I read the name. The next Sunday I come back, but just by the grace of God, I mean, I could go down through the pews and call, how you doing, such, such and such? I mean, shake her hand and say, hey, how are you doing? God done put it in there because that's God. That's what God does. And He does the same thing for me. That's why He said, Moses, He said, just pin her down where they can see it. Amen. Praise God. You know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. But a picture with words is worth a whole lot more. Amen. It helps you to see. Praise the Lord. Now, there's two typos in this. Some of you, now, half of the sheets, I redone them. The word prophets is spelled wrong. See, I was using my dragon. I talk into it and it types it for me. But that thing don't know King James Bible language. So you got to watch it real careful. Amen. It's kind of like spell check. It'll change your words. Amen. And before you hit send, you better double check it, because it might not say what you wanted to say. Amen. So you got to be real careful. The word prophets there, and the next thing, and down at the bottom where it says that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, it should be unto all good work. Part of my change, I went back and called it, and the last ones I copied because I made some more copies, I changed it, changed prophets and that, but before that I didn't catch it. But he says in there, he said the prophets spake, now watch this, the prophets spake by inspiration. Now what does that mean? It means they were inspired of God. And God breathed on them His knowledge and His desires, amen. And they received it into them. God breathed it out and they received it in. See what's happening in the world today. And I know this because I'm a pastor of a church. You breathe out, God breathes out a whole lot. But there ain't very many people taking it in. Amen. You breathe it out, but a lot of people just sit back there and they're caught up in their little world, you know. They're thinking about what they got to do to their car when they get home, and they got to think about what's going on tomorrow, and probably think about where they're going to eat lunch at. I mean, us growing boys got to think about important stuff like that, don't we, Jacob? Amen. Think about where, but you know, if that preacher hurry up, and you know what, I appreciate him, I love him, but boy, my belly, I should eat more oatmeal. Amen. Right, you eat your oatmeal, praise God, it'll stay with you. Amen. It don't burn off like cornflakes. But the Holy Spirit of God, it speaks to us, it speaks out in our direction, but we got to be willing to take it in. Amen. He breathes out, God breathes out, but we got to take it in, we got to breathe it in. Amen. To where it'll be of an effect to us. So he said that the prophet spake by inspiration. By inspiration. Look at Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2. So hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Now this is God speaking. Amen. He's speaking and he says, hear, O heavens, and give ear, for the Lord hath spoken. He said, God has spoken. Amen. He said it. He's nourished and he's brought up, but they've rebelled. He said, God has tried, but they haven't listened. Amen. He said, the inspiration, God has moved upon, prophets spoke by inspiration, but people's not listening. Isaiah would preach for a while. In chapter 6, he said, they said, Lord, send me, and Lord sent him, and he went. And then he said, Lord, and a little while, praise God, he said, Lord, how long? Amen. You know the feeling. Amen. I can link up with him on that. Lord, how long? He said, till the earth was till the earth is without habitation. Amen. I can just see old Isaiah now. He said, oh goodness, what have I got myself into? I can just see him go back over to Mrs. Isaiah and says, what did Lord say to you today? Just preach on. Amen. He said, well, they're not paying no attention. He said, just preach on. He said, till the earth, he said, just preach till there's nowhere to preach to. But he said, by the way, he said, there's going to be a remnant. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. He said, somebody's going to pay attention. He said, so the prophet spake by inspiration. Praise God. Amen. Look at Jeremiah chapter 30. Jeremiah chapter 30. Jeremiah 30 and 2. Amen. God said, God speaks to Jeremiah here, and don't only speak, but he says to write. He says, verse 1 said, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words I have spoken unto thee in a, what? A book. Hello? He said, write all the words that I have spoken to you in a book. Amen. They were moved upon, yes, Lord. They were moved upon by the Spirit of God. Amen. He said, for lo, the days come. Now this is the Lord telling him. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring captive. Now notice, the Lord says, write it in a book. And he said, I'm going to tell you three things that I'm going to do for you. He said, you pin her down. Amen. He said, you pin her down. He said, for lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captive of my people Israel and Judea, saith the Lord. He said, number one, he said, I'll bring you out of captivity. Number two, he said, I will cause them to return to the land of their fathers. Number two, and he said, and they shall possess it. Amen. He said, Jeremiah, he said they were inspired. The prophets spake by inspiration. God inspired them. He said, Jeremiah, pin her down. Praise God, you can take it to the bank. Just write it down in a volume of a book. Praise God, and I'm going to deliver you out of captivity. I'm going to take you back into your land. Praise God, and I'm going to give it to you for a possession. Where's Israel at tonight? Hello? Where is Israel? Where is the nation of Israel? The people, where are they at tonight? They're gathering over home. They're back in by the millions. They're moving back into the little nation of Israel. God gave it. This here is fulfilled in our sight. In the day that we're living, Brother Billy, we're seeing this come to full circle. Amen. As God begins to move in this thing. So we see that the prophets spake by inspiration. Amen. But we see Jesus spoke of inspiration. Amen. Jesus spoke of inspiration. We read this in your hearing a while ago in John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse 26. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen? So Jesus spoke of inspiration. He said, inspiration. He said, the Holy Spirit of God, amen, is going to come upon you. He's going to show you through the Word of God, amen, the things of God. So Jesus spoke of inspiration. In John chapter 16, verse 13, the Bible says this. He said, how be it when he... Now we used this last Sunday morning, verse 12 and 13 for our text. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. He said, howbeit when he, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come. Amen. So the Lord says here that Jesus spoke of inspiration from God that was coming. And it's coming your way. Amen. Amen. To a theater near you. Amen. The theater of your mind, amen, God, as God reveals to you the whole plan of God. Amen. So the fundamentals that we need, what we need, is that to be in order to be able to speak to others. To be ready, always give an answer to every man to ask you the reason, the hope that in you with meekness and fear is the Word of God. Paul would say this, he concluded, all Scripture. He didn't say a part of it, a little here and a little there. He said all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means it's God-breathed. I added that, amen. It means God breathed. Emphasis, as they would say in the books, emphasis added. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Righteous living. Amen. Living right. Amen. As Brother Bill always said, it's never wrong to do right, and it's time to do right right now. You know why? Because Jesus is coming. He's coming any day. You know why? Because the devil's fighting us harder than he ever has. The devil's fighting people. He's fighting churches. He's destroying. He's tearing down. He's destroying homes, lives, families. Amen? Because he knows his days are numbered. But we can't give in to him, praise God, because as fundamentals, to believe in fundamental teachings of the Bible, praise God, we know what's ahead. Amen. Amen. Paul would go on and say, that the man of God may be perfect, that means mature and complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3, 16-17. So Paul says, amen, just stay with the book, because in it you'll find everything you need to have success in the world which we live. He said, you won't be caught unawares. You'll be well informed. You'll know what's going on because of the authority we have in the book, by the inspiration of the book, amen, in order that it shows us all the things of God. Amen. And His magnificent wisdom that He has to give us. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? I'm glad that we have that. But Peter says, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Amen. We've got to get that part down first. Sanctify the Lord God in your heart. I mean, set Him aside for His glory. Set ourselves aside for His glory. Sanctify ourselves. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And be ready. Amen.